It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Hurricane Gustav is smashing against the Gulf Coast and coming apart. Now's the time when we begin to find out if levees and homes will come apart. That's a question of immediate interest to 2 million people who evacuated and about 10,000 who did not. Government officials are waiting to see if 3 years of recovery from Katrina could be partially washed away. NPR's Ari Shapiro is in New Orleans and joins us live. Ari, good morning.
Morning, Steve.
Or is that the right term for what you're having right now?
You know, it's a better morning than we had expected. We expected the power to go out, and it did. But looking out the window right now, there are unquestionably hurricane conditions. We're seeing huge gusts of wind and sheets of rain every now and then. The rain will get blown up against the window, and it almost sounds like a person banging on the windows of the NPR New Orleans bureau here. That said, we are not seeing roof tiles come off. We are not seeing windows get blown in. The storm is coming ashore to the west of New Orleans, and it's a Category 2 storm now. You may remember over the weekend, people were afraid, speculating that it could come ashore as a Category 5, and that's not the route that it has taken. So, on the whole, I think many people in New Orleans this morning are crossing their fingers, but feeling lucky.
Now, you said, Ari, something about the storm being to the west of New Orleans, which might be critical, because we were hearing earlier today that some of the greatest concerns about levees are not in the city of New Orleans itself, but across the river, what is known as the West Bank.
That's right. And local officials are saying that there may be some flooding, but right now they are not expecting the kind of dramatic, disastrous flooding of the city that happened 3 years ago during Hurricane Katrina. Of course, people are keeping a very close eye on this because hurricanes are unpredictable, as we learned during Katrina 3 years ago. But right now, while people are tentatively, cautiously keeping an eye on things, it seems like the situation is better than people had feared it might turn out to be.
Ari, is it your sense that you and the rest of the NPR staff constitute a substantial portion of the current population of New Orleans?
You know, I'll tell you, yesterday I went for a run before the storm came in, and I ran down the center of the street, and not a single car interrupted my route. It felt driving around the city as though there were more Humvees and police cars than there were civilian vehicles. Even on Bourbon Street in the French Quarter, where the party never stops, on Saturday night, the party had stopped. There were no revelers, there were no partiers. It is a different city than any New Orleans I've ever seen before.
People got out of the way, and we're waiting to see how severe the storm really is. Ari, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Ari Shapiro, part of NPR's team of correspondents up and down the Gulf Coast, and we'll continue listening to them.